Bibliology question number one. The Bible is spoken of as, quote, inspired, end quote. What does this mean? My response. The Bible is a, quote, God-breathed book, end quote. Quote, inspiration, end quote, is often the English translation of a Greek word that is used to define, quote, God-breathed, end quote. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, we read, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, ESV Standard Version. The term, quote, breathed out, end quote, is the most appropriate translation, though other translations might read, quote, inspired, end quote. J. Adams writes, quote, when God says that he breathed out his word, he means that what is written is as much his word as if he had spoken it audibly by means of breath, end quote. In 1 Peter 1, verse 10 through 11, we read, quote, as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glorious to follow, end quote. In these verses, we see that the, quote, Spirit of Christ, end quote, was, quote, within, end quote, the writers of the books of the Bible. We also see that the writers, quote, made careful searches and inquiries seeking to know, end quote. With this scripture, we can conclude that those writers were prophesying about Christ in their own thoughts and writing styles, yet they were not fully certain of their own writing's meanings. In other words, they had to study their own scriptures because the prophecies they had documented were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Peter gives greater understanding to this point in his second letter. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 20, with an emphasis on verses 20 through 21 for the sake of space, he states, quote, but know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God, end quote. This passage supports that the ultimate author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. Men indeed wrote the sacred texts, but God, through the Holy Spirit, breathed out his words perfectly through these men's personal writing styles and experiences. It is with this confidence that we can place our complete trust in this infallible, without error, book, the Bible. We know that men who write alone can make mistakes and lie. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and James chapter 2, verse 10. Due to God's holy nature, he cannot lie or make mistakes. Isaiah 44, verse 20, and Titus 1, verse 2. Men write fallible words, but the Holy Spirit used men to record his infallible truth. God is eternal, Romans 16, verse 26, alive, Deuteronomy 5, verse 26, and immutable, Hebrews 13, verse 8, which means he does not change. Therefore, his word will never fade, perish, or be changed. Matthew 5, verse 18, Matthew 24, verse 35, and 1 Peter 1, verse 25. And it is living, active, and powerful. Hebrews 4, verse 12.